Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. Well, you know, in the past, we have done a lot of shows here that have to do with Jessamine County's past, old things that were here in the county, people who used to be in places they used to be. Every once in a while, though, we like to throw in something that's current. Today, we're going to do both. We're going to talk about a current subject that relates to the past, at least a lot of it does, and that's tourism in our county. There is a newly formed board called the Nicholasville-Wilmore-Jessamine County Tourism Board, and today we're going to be speaking to its chairman, Tommy Cobb, and its new director, Mitchell Pearson, about tourism in Jessamine County, how it relates to the past, and how it impacts our future. We'll do that after a word from one of our fine sponsors here at Jess FM.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Randall Tuning. Let me help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me and my team handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me, State Farm Agent Randall Tuning in Nicholasville at 887-1243 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things of our county. As most of you know that listen, we try to not only talk about some old history in the community, but every once in a while we throw in some more up-to-date things that might be going on. We're going to do that today. We're going to talk about tourism. And of course, we can tie that to some pretty historic things in our county as well. For instance, the vineyard. The first commercial vineyard took place here in Jessamine County. And you have a place there now that tourists come and see. So today we're going to talk about the Tourism Committee and Commission and some of the things that's going on. I'm going to lead this with Tommy Cobb, who is the chairman of the committee. And Tommy, I'm going to start with you before I get to Mitchell Pearson, who is our new director of this commission, because I want you to try to give us some history on the Nicholasville tourism as it was, and now it has converted in the last year into a joint tourism commission with the city of Wilmore, Nicholasville, and Jessamine County. So if you can kind of give us how all that came about.
Sure. I've been on the tourism commission for this approaching my 17th year, and a little over 15 years of that was spent with the Nicholasville Tourism Commission, about 15 and a half years. Mm-hmm. And that commission was started, I believe, under John Martin, our mayor, and a lodging tax was passed of 3%, mm-hmm. and those monies came in, and we had a volunteer board, and Kentucky statutes mandates who is appointed on those boards. There's one from the chamber as well as the restaurant and lodging industries, mm-hmm. and it's a 7-member board. And through that tax, then we would take those funds and go out and try it. We did beautification, enhancements with some of our parks and rec, but the main thing was it was seed money that we utilized to bring more monies in,
yeah.
in the way of events and attractions and things. But it focused truly at that point in time just on the city.
Well, and that 3% that you collected was only on those business entities that were located, I guess, within the corporate limits of Nicholasville.
Just the overnight lodgings that was, yeah. located within the city limits of Nicholasville. That's correct.
And one of the things you do when you promote Nicholasville, it goes hand in hand that you're promoting the whole county, even though you may not be directly doing it, because we're located here. It's the biggest city in the county, and people come here, and it's easy to go to Wilmore. But the thing is you were kind of doing that with only Nicholasville money.
That's
so
right.
So I'm assuming at some point somebody thought, we need to get everybody involved.
Yes, we did. We always thought it would be a great opportunity to bring in groups and consolidate groups, because at times there was somewhat of a dilemma taking Nicholasville money and spending it somewhere else outside city limits. But you think about it, most of our attractions and things like that were located outside the city limits of Nicholasville, and we benefited when people would come in and see a Camp Nelson or a High Bridge or hike or see our our Block Museum or and so we would cross those boundaries and go ahead and help spend monies to help bring those people into our hotels.
I was going to ask you if you could to maybe give us an idea of some of the things that the old tourism board sponsored or financed to do what you're saying.
Our flowers downtown Nicholsville.
Yeah,
you know that you see those hanging baskets. The Nicholsville Tourism Commission purchased those. You know, we started the Kentucky Wine and Vine Festival. Mm-hmm. You know, we funded that, gave seed money, bought advertising in Southern Living Magazine and others to help promote our horse farm tours and things such as that, just mm-hmm. to draw people in. During the state fair, we would rent a booth, yeah. and that was staffed with local volunteers to promote Jessamine County and the attractions that it had.
And, of course, for people listening out there, this is not something that just we do. I mean, every county, probably in every state in the union, if they have the ability, promotes what they have and why you should come visit us. Because it not only gives us that 3% tax if they stay, it fuels the whole economy in that people eat here yeah. and they buy from our people and different things like that.
I think people truly underestimate how big of a business tourism is.
Yeah.
You know, it's the biggest, is the biggest employer in the state of Kentucky. We, as a volunteer group, were doing all that we could do under the city tourism. But when the opportunity came along that we merge and bring all this together, mm-hmm. Mayor Sutherland and David West, our county judge executive, Harold Rainwater, our mayor in Wilmore, all jumped on board. Mm-hmm. You know, they were all in favor of this. And the stars kind of aligned correctly for us at this point in time because Destination Jessamine was the county tourism, and our executive director there and had announced her retirement. Nicholsville Now was our Main Street program, mm-hmm. and our director resigned from there. Nicholsville Tourism Commission was at a point where we realized that we needed to hire somebody on a full-time basis. Mm-hmm. And Wilmore has a part-time director that could still work hand-in-hand with this yeah. new director. So we started this talking about merging probably late 2016, mm-hmm. and we cranked this thing up in the early to mid of 2017, and it was a lot of work in trying to get a new board together. You know, we had to dissolve Nicholsville Now. We had right. to dissolve Nicholsville Tourism Commission, and, you know, so it was a lot of work. But we got there and went out, had a regional search. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't just search the state of Kentucky. We searched throughout the entire Mid-South and right. Southeast and stuff, and was very fortunate to find Mitchell Pearson. And
we're going to talk to him in just a moment about what he brings to the table and what he sees for us. Because, you know, I think it's good sometimes that you have someone who can look at us from another point of view to see, you know, what we may be doing may be okay, but to have another opinion is always helpful. You talked about the merge. One of the benefits of that merge, and get back to something we talked about earlier, is that now that tax, that 3%, comes from anybody within the county, not just the city. So we benefit from hotels or bed and breakfast, I guess.
That's right, Airbnbs.
Like that, yeah, anything's overnight lodging. Corporate. So mm-hmm. the budget will, of course, should grow.
That's right.
Quite sizable. You can do some things. You know, Tommy and Mitchell, I guess we'll learn, but this program has been a lot about old Jessamine County history and the way it used to be and the things like that. And if you think about tourism, you can link just about everything that we have in this county for tourism back to something in the past, whether it be Camp Nelson, Valley View, the Wine and Vine even.
That's right.
A horse farm. You can always link a lot of it back to things that used to be and what we're proud of and where we came from. So that's one reason that I wanted to get you guys in here to talk about maybe what's in the future to bring us on down the road, if you will. So now we know how tourism has been formed. The new board is in place. They have someone hired, and now it's time to get him off and going.
It is. Mitchell's been employed with us. You know, he's in his second month, and I wanted him and the board wanted him to see all the pieces mm-hmm. that we had to offer. I mean, from Bluegrass Sportsman's Club, you know, mm-hmm. Asbury University, Asbury Seminary, Camp Nelson with what's going on there, and we've got three winery vineyards and the horse farms, mm-hmm. you know, California Chrome and mm-hmm. and TaylorMade and being, you know, him being there and the Ramsey Farm. But I wanted Mitchell to see everything that we have.
Right.
And with all the pieces. And now we're asking him to help put this thing together. And he's done a great job. He's got tour buses lined up to come in already. And, you know, he's got some real, without stealing his thunder, some real connections in that industry. Good. And so we're bringing people in that are, you know, that will be spending time here in Jessamine County. And I think mm-hmm. that's going to help promote our restaurants. You know, we always talk about, you know, we want heads in beds, and which leads to feet on streets. And, you know, and our shops and things like that will benefit.
Well, and one thing I think, and Mitchell, we'll bring you into the conversation, because you have been a tourism director in other places, and I'm going to ask you to go into detail about that. But with that being said, when you bring those people into your community, not only, in my mind, should it bring new people to see your community, not only should those new people help the economy of your current business lot, but I would think that it could possibly bring new businesses to your community because they're seeing that you're bringing all these people in. Maybe I need to do business there. Is that a good way to look at it?
It's the best way to look at it. Yeah. Tourists really do. I mean, where you have a thriving population of tourists coming in, mm-hmm. businesses are going to follow as well, because yeah. when you can, you're doing something correct on that perspective, that people want to spend their money here. It also goes to show when we go to travel, for instance, most Kentucky, we like to go to the beach, or we like to go further south,
right.
Biloxi, Gulf Shore,
yeah.
but those communities right there also thrive outside of tourism as well.
All right, well, before we get too deep into what you're going to do to work this magic, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you hail from? And I know you even had some Jessamine County connections. I think before we even interviewed, you've let it be known that, hey, I know where Nicholasville is. Tell us about Mitchell Pearson.
I know exactly where Nicholasville was. I grew up on a farm in Madison County, just outside of Berea, so very far southeastern end called Red Lick. And my mom's family actually was from Nicholasville.
Really?
So my great-grandma, we spent every weekend, this was our fun place.
Wow.
So it's kind of fun how life kind of went back full circle. But it was one of those things, people don't realize how much we have right here in
yeah.
Jessamine County.
Yeah.
Because I knew almost, because Jessamine County was like a second home. So we took Camp Nelson and mm-hmm. horse farms and the golf courses that we have kind of for granted because we were there all the time just in the mm-hmm. county.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where were you working prior to this?
Prior to here, I was the tourism director for Prestonsburg, Kentucky.
Okay.
So I was far eastern side, almost to West Virginia.
Yeah.
So I was there for about 2.5 years. Before that, I was at Shaker Village of Pleasant Hill, where I was a sales manager.
Oh, really?
So right on the other side of High Bridge. So
yeah.
now I have the better view, I like to say, because I'm on this side.
I'm assuming you possibly went to school for this. Is this what you trained?
I did. I went to Eastern Kentucky University, mm-hmm. where I graduated in 2011 with a bachelor's degree. And the closest thing that I could find in the tourism hospitality field was in Parks and Recreation Administration. And I did a dual emphasis in tourism resort management.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And it actually, I started at the age of 17 as a high school intern, mm-hmm. a co-op student with our program. My uncle ended up getting me on at the Berea Tourism Office. And I worked all the way through high school and college with them at the Welcome Center, and that's where I got my first little taste of the industry, and I just loved it. So it's all I've done.
So when you came to here, you had so much experience, and this wasn't one of those situations where Jessamine County had to say, okay, Mitchell, here's what we need to do. You are able to come in and say, Jessamine County, here's what you need to do.
I'm fortunate in that perspective,
yeah.
for sure, because
yeah.
I've got great connections, and I've had a lot of great mentors that have helped me along the way,
mm-hmm.
and I've been very fortunate in that. But we really have so much right here that the foundation is already there,
mm-hmm.
so you're not
mm-hmm.
starting from scratch. It's just kind of connecting the dots and being able to connect everything. And with the merge, it's really, truly beneficial for the community.
What did you think when you heard, and how did you hear that this was open? I mean, the place where your mother's family was lived.
Well, I didn't hear from family, that's for
yeah.
sure. They didn't know about it, or my mom would have been the first one to tell me. But I sat there and was at a conference, and Karen Hackett and with the Harrodsburg Mercer County Tourism
mm-hmm.
Office approached me, and she said, you know, Jessamine County is looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I'm not, you know, really was looking at the moment. And
yeah.
she was like, well, you know, you used to work at Shaker Village, you'd be right there, it'd be great to have you back. And it just worked out from there.
So what did your mom think when she heard?
Well, typical mom at first, well, are you sure you want to do that? But then at the end of the day, she's like, you know, you'd be a lot closer to home.
There
so there we go.
There you go. So what do you think, Mitchell, as not really an outsider, but kind of, you mm-hmm. Berea, you were Prestonsburg. What did you see was the strongest point of Jessamine County Tourism?
Oh, there actually were three big draws that I saw that I didn't have in Prestonsburg. Mm-hmm. And when you look at Kentucky State Tourism, what do they showcase the most? It's horses. Mm-hmm. And I grew up on a farm, so we had pleasure riding horses, and I just love those animals in particular. So the horse farms were a big one. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's the bourbon tour, but mm-hmm. now they're starting the horse country tours. So you get a tour of the farms, which is a great and magnificent idea to play on. And it actually will go quite parallel and great with the bourbon industry.
Sure.
Because where you have to be 21 with that, horses are more inclusive to everyone.
Right.
The other was all the golf courses with the 2018 Barbasol Championship coming up. That is mm-hmm. going, I don't think the community truly knows how much that's going to affect us. And of course, Lexington's going to get a lot of the benefit too.
Right.
However, it's going to be great for the community.
Yeah.
And then the proximity, it's the bluegrass region. That's home. That's where my heart is. I love this part of the state. And I mean, we're literally downtown Nicholasville's what, 8 miles from the Lexington mm-hmm. Brown Fayette Mall area. Mm-hmm. So proximity, you can't beat that as well.
On the converse, what did you see and think to yourself, boy, if I get that job, I know something I really want to get done for these people? And it's not that anybody in the past has failed. It's just maybe that they didn't know how to do it, didn't have the expertise to do it like you have. What do you see as the need?
The big one that immediately I saw that I could bring forth is the motor coach industry with tour buses. Mm-hmm. Because I sit there, and at first I was like, well, they don't do that, and how am I going to work this in? And the easiest one is with our biggest draw with the tour group industry is horse farms. Mm-hmm. Because even though the bluegrass region, they're everywhere, but we have TaylorMade, which is number one world sales worldwide, and they also are very open and willing to work with and bring visitors about the visitor experience, not just about making money off of the horse sales.
So just give me an example. Let's say I'm living in, I don't know, Michigan, and there's a bunch of people up there that are really interested in horses, and they hear, hey, there's this place called Jessamine County. What would some kind of a tour entail if I were to buy a ticket on that bus?
Well, pretty much what it would entail right now of how we've kind of created me with one company is you would sit there, we would do the horse farm tours where you could go TaylorMade, lunch at Daddy Joe's afterwards. But this one in particular in the group, I mean, it's going to be hard to completely hold them right here. So mm-hmm. they're going to go to Midway to go to Old Friends, and that's great. And then they'll return, mm-hmm. and we're going to take them to Chrisman Mill Vineyard. Mm-hmm. So that mm-hmm. way they'll be able to do a wine tasting paired with a great Italian dish mm-hmm. that Denise is going to provide. There's, of course, more that we're going to get, hopefully can get this seminary involved with bringing perhaps be able to tour through there. That also ties in downtown Wilmore, so we would be able to do attractions with shops to have that. We've got Camp Nelson.
Right.
So on the historical significance there is unbelievable. So that's another big factor. And like Tommy was saying earlier, the Locke Museum. So that's something truly unique that's kind of a hidden gem that these folks, you just kind of can tie it in and they're going to go, oh.
You just mentioned Camp Nelson. What's your thought on this possibility that it could come a national, the monument here in the United States?
I just smile from ear to ear when they say that, because that opens us on an entirely different platform. Mm-hmm. The national monument status, there are people that spend their entire lives that travel that. Not to mention it was on a national site, the publicity that comes along with it, and marketing that we as a bureau cannot afford otherwise.
Do you think, and it's kind of, you mentioned Barbasol, and people may not in the community realize how big a thing it is. Do you think that's the situation with this? If this happens, if this becomes a national monument, I don't know that people in this county really understand what this could mean.
As usual, we take for granted what's in our own backyard.
And let me interrupt you. Not just this county. Garrett County mm-hmm. as well, and surrounding counties, too. I mean, it has to have an immediate impact on a lot of people, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's going to have an impact on Lexington to Danville with Battle of Perryville. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's going to be able to benefit because it's going to be a link between.
Yeah.
So there are folks, we would like to think that everybody's going to stay here with us in Jessamine County, and that's what we want. But there are those folks that are going to stay in Lexington that are going to still drive here to see that status.
Right.
So, I mean, to be able to have the publicity and the awareness is unprecedented.
And, of course, the publicity that will come along with that, because that monument's going to be open pretty much 365, if it's like other monuments, other than a government shutdown, I guess. But the publicity that will benefit any other activities that you may have going on in this county at any other time of the year.
Exactly. We can tie in, hopefully, with that.
And I think, Mitchell, having been involved with Tommy and tourism somewhat, I think that's where the volunteers, if you will, didn't have... I don't want to say the knowledge, it's just the time. A lot of time is involved because we all have jobs. I mean, we have things to do that we have to do and families and things like that. But didn't have the ability to coordinate this kind of stuff. And I'm guessing that's where you come in. In your full-time position, you're able to kind of coordinate that kind of stuff where you can tie a tour to a national monument, if it becomes that, to a High Bridge visit or whatever.
Exactly. My entire job is about, I like to say I am a glorified car salesman at the day, end of the day. So we sit there and, you know, I am selling Jessamine County as a whole. It's any way to connect the dots and even to connect to Shaker Village, to connect to Lexington or Richmond, to bring folks here.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that's kind of exciting. I know Richmond with Lori has reached out and any way we can maybe tie our Civil War reenactments together. We've got the Valley View Ferry that we share between... with the county, so.
And you know, we do have so many things, and Tommy and I, fortunate, we grew up here, natives here, and have been all over this place. We have so many things in our county that already bring people here. It's not like we're having to look for stuff. I mean, you know, Asbury in itself, my gosh, how many people from other states come into this county, maybe only because of Asbury, to see a child or to visit or to study even. But still, they're here. And so I guess the work now is to let those people know what else is out there that you can do rather than just to come and visit your child at Asbury Seminary or Asbury College.
You know, youth sports tourism in this county is much bigger than what people give it, you know, credit for. And you know, if we can get them here, then it gives us the opportunity to go ahead and sell attractions and other things that we have going on. And so, you know, we talked about the Barbasol event, you know, and 2020, you know, the Breeders' Cup is coming to Keeneland again. And so, and that puts us now, with Mitchell being here, somebody dedicated full time to bring those people here, and so that we can offer some things. Some of the other things that we had issues with is we had events that actually competed with each other instead of complementing each other. And so part of the reason, you know, Mitchell's working on a countywide calendar.
That,
so
if you get that done, you've paid for yourself. Because it wasn't very long ago, Tommy, that there was a day, it sticks out in my memory, that two different organizations had organized a 5K or something
that's correct.
And ran there the same time? People that ran in one that said if we had known, we could run in both or something. I mean, but it's just lack of coordination.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And communication. And it just going back, I mean, we could see what was going on. But, Doug, we all work full-time jobs.
That's
We're all volunteers. And we just couldn't get our arms around everything. And we just saw the need of hiring somebody like Mitchell.
What do you see in the next year? Where do you see, and I'm going to ask you the same question, where do you see the tourism being a year from now?
It's measurable, and I'll let Mitchell talk about the dollars and the tax savings that of those tourism dollars that that come into Jessamine County. I say tax savings, you know, it's saving us as taxpayers, and I see that amount growing. But over this next year, I mean, Camp Nelson becomes a national monument, and we've got that opportunity. You know, those people will be coming in. Not just from other states. That could be, you know, that's international travel coming in to see, you know, what we have to offer. And that gives us the opportunity to get them while they're here to see other things. And we can take advantage of other sites and attractions throughout Central Kentucky. We just want them to spend the night here. And so I think eventually that'll create more B&Bs, you know, additional hotels, things like that. So, yeah, I think it's going to be great for us.
Talk about those numbers a little bit, Mitchell.
The numbers Tommy's referring to is during National Tourism and Travel Week, the state of Kentucky's tourism department releases economic impacts for each county, all 120. And this past year, for 2017, we sit there and we're just over an overall tourism impact was $100 million. However,
just in this county.
Just in this county.
Which is astonishing, but... what you were going
to
say.
But what I was getting ready to say is, unfortunately, as impressive as that number is, we were actually down a little over $10 million. And we actually were the most significant out of the counties of all. We had the largest decrease. And a lot of that, it probably has to do with there was a little bit of a lapse in, there was an active tourism taking place.
Right.
That's a big factor right there. Yeah. And if you look at it for this year, I'm not terribly concerned over those numbers at all because we have the Barbasols coming in. Mm-hmm. We also have National Monument status, which hopefully will be coming in with the next year. So those two factors alone are really going to help shape and influence those numbers back. And with that number, each Jessamine County household saved $572.
How do they figure that? How can you? And I'm playing devil's advocate here. You understand? How can you sell to me, car salesman, that these people that came in here to visit us saved me almost $600?
That's a great form of witchcraft. No, what it is, for every dollar that we spend in advertising through the bureaus, on return on investment is $151. So there's not a whole lot of other businesses out there that can do that significant of an ROI.
Right.
The other big factor that comes in, there is a formula that the state of Kentucky uses, which is they sit there and they take the direct impact and they times it by like 1.5%. Mm-hmm. But that includes your attractions, your hotels, your restaurants, a little bit of retail thrown in there, and they throw surveys out to these all the businesses as well in your area. And or they choose, it depends on how that formula goes with. But it's actually a rather modest formula that the state of Kentucky uses, because for instance the state of Tennessee's is 7%, where we're going 1.5% on our numbers, theirs is 7%.
Okay.
So it's not always better in Gatlinburg.
Yeah. You know, the thing that's interesting to me, and it says, I sit here and listen to you guys talk, and I think you alluded to it a while ago, is we do take things for granted. If you think about the history, again, that is in this community and what has happened in this county alone. You know, there are so many neat things about Jessamine County. I was at a place over the weekend in another county. I was in another county listening to a presentation, and they looked up and said, and by the way, the first commercial vineyard was in Jessamine County, Kentucky. I mean, we are getting other counties promoting that. And it was kind of cool to be able to say, yeah, I'm from there. People don't really think about it. Tommy mentioned international visitors on the monument. There's international visitors that go to Tom Bell's place at First Vineyard because it is the first commercial site of a vineyard. That isn't even touching the horse industry and what that brings in. But I don't think that we truly do realize, and maybe, Tommy, it's because we did grow up here. This is home. We're used to it. Yeah, we drove by going on Sunday afternoons after church down to Camp Nelson to eat dinner, the distillery buildings. In fact, this past weekend, one of my children looked at me and said, what are those big buildings up there, which is now some building components? But at some time, that was a hopping distillery. Canada Dry, was that right?
Yeah, Canada Dry.
There's so many people, and it's because they're transient, we've got new people in our community. They just don't truly realize the history, which brings the tourism, because let's face it, a lot of tourism is about the history. If you think about, well, let's think about places we visit. You go to Washington, D.C., that's the prime example, or you go to Charleston, or you go to Savannah, or you go anywhere like that. A lot of history is involved, and that's part of your tourism package, if you will. So we're just trying to do that here, right?
Exactly.
We just want to show them what we got.
That's just it. And we didn't even talk about, for instance, our adventure tourism side of it. I mean, this is what our guests, I mean, community really take for granted. It's our creeks and our rivers. It's the Palisades that people sit there. You can hike. You can mountain bike. You can, I mean, there are so many different things. And we have all of these great trails. That's a huge underused area. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the Wilmore community alone has a magnificent amount of trails, which is really makes them unique for their area.
And you mentioned, the best I remember, something that you were involved with up in Prestonsburg that had to do with the on the river. And I got to thinking, boy, that would be perfect here. What was that?
We had the Lavazza Fork Paddlefest.
Yeah,
so we sit there and would pie kayak from Prestonsburg to Paintsville, which was about a 16.4-mile kayak.
And that would be perfect on the Kentucky River.
Oh, it would be perfect. Somehow to tie in, what did you say, from maybe even Halls, or but there's the locks that we've got to get through.
Yeah,
but
yeah, right.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
We've got the Palisades. We've got more shoreline of the Kentucky River than any other county in the entire state, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
you know, and you go to High Bridge, you get to see Dick's River, and you head on up.
Right.
And you know, we've got a nice boat ramp down at the end of 39, John Nickel Boat Ramp. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, it's paved now. And, you know, you could head down, you know, it's pools between Lock 8, Lock 9, and see, you know, you travel past Taps Cave and what we call the Needle's Eye with rock right. formations and things like that. But, yeah, it's gorgeous. And that's something we just haven't really tapped into yet.
Yeah.
So, and that we want to be able to promote and utilize.
Do you have anything immediate that we need to talk about, Mitchell? What's coming up? I know you just got finished with the Wine and Vine Fest, and mm-hmm. I hope that went fine. But anything coming up soon? I know the Barbasol, I guess that's the next big one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the next really big one is that.
At the Servant Hearts Farm, which is, I call
the old
Igthus
yeah.
grounds.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we've got, it's a dedication. We've got motorcycle riders and others coming in. It'd be a salute to our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And it will take us on down to Camp Nelson. This will be basically ties up 3 days. It's parts of 3 days.
Okay.
And so that will be bringing a lot of visitors into Jessamine County. And that's something our Tourism Commission has been instrumental in supporting and financially cool. to try to get those people here. And that'll create a lot of overnight accommodations for us as well.
Now, are they going to do the cheeseburger thing again?
Burger Bash will be this fall.
Yeah.
Yep. Chamber of Commerce is overseeing that, and we'll be instrumental in trying to make sure that that goes off without a hitch. And our balloonists have committed, so
good.
We will have, you know, Friday night will be the hot air balloons. We have moved those to what used to be the former soccer field at City County Park. And then, you know, we'll have the Great Burger Cook-Off and mm-hmm. burger contests, you know, who can make the best cheeseburger. And for more information with that, you can reach out to the Chamber of Commerce or visit our website.
And I'm sure, Mitchell, you were working very closely with the Chamber.
Oh, yes.
And Wilmore, too, and to try to get all this coordinated. There again, it's the coordination that I think is important. One thing, too, if you want to mention it, you talked about soccer, and it kind of triggered it in my mind, and you mentioned earlier youth sports, possibility of having some field work, I hear. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we are working very hard with the Board of Education, and without saying it's going to happen, I feel strongly it's going to happen, mm-hmm. that we're going to have two artificial turf fields in Jessamine County.
Now, what will that mean for tourism?
The artificial turf fields are huge, in my opinion. You know, those things hold 12 inches of rain an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, unless you have lightning, you're not going to have rainouts.
Mm-hmm.
You've got band contests. You've got youth sports competition. It provides a better quality of life. I mean, I have personally witnessed our elderly using those fields to get exercise
yeah.
on. You know, they would walk those fields because it was so much easier, the impact on their, you know, their joints, knees, things
mm-hmm.
like that. So better quality of life, entertainment, a variety, not just playing football, soccer, you know. But it also opens things up to Asbury University if they want to bring their lacrosse team over and that needs a home field,
yeah.
things like that. So, you know, and they play visiting teams, so
right,
you know they'll
right.
be coming in. So
right.
it just opens the door up much more for us. But yeah, it's huge.
And we need to emphasize on that point that when we think of tourism, we're not just necessarily talking about the family of five that comes here for a summer vacation. I mean, it could be a sports team that's coming to play in a tournament, or several sports
yeah.
teams for that matter, that's coming in and they're staying with the Nick.com Bowl. I mean, you've got
that's
teams,
exactly right.
football and soccer, who come from other, especially the soccer, that come in from other cities. They stay in our hotel. They eat in our restaurants. In fact, there's one that even plans the visit so that they – which one is it that goes
yeah,
to the Catholic Church?
We have Newport Catholic
yeah.
that we work around so that they can attend services at
our local Catholic
St.
Church.
St. Luke Catholic Church.
So, you know, it's all tourism, folks, and that's what all this is all about.
And I don't think if there's a football game, I don't think people realize parents and friends show up to watch the two football teams. But if I've got, you know, the cheerleaders, they have parents and friends
That's
and
right.
family show up.
The band or whoever.
The band,
yeah.
the dance
mm-hmm.
team,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
yeah.
so
yeah.
it's, you know, it's a well-attended, and it becomes a community draw.
Right.
Well, our restaurants and
right.
and our hotels prosper from that, and in return, we do.
That's true. It sounds to me like, Mitchell, that there's a great possibility you're going to have a whole lot more It's a good problem. You're going to have more on your plate than you can think about, but that's good.
That is what I want.
That's a good thing, because the last thing you would have wanted was to come somewhere that had nothing. So the opposite of that is good, and it looks like you're going to be busy, but I don't have any doubt that it's not going to be done right. And I think it just helps the whole community, and I think it that people will eventually see this. Is that when you have somebody in place, Tommy, that is full-time and that can dedicate their time and their knowledge, more importantly, to getting this done the right way, it's probably going to be pretty amazing what can come of this and what you might see out there, folks. And the nice thing is, if you are a Jessamine County person, is that when out-of-town people come in and do all this stuff and tour our stuff and stay here, it benefits us that live here. You talk about tax savings. It's not just that. It could be new businesses that come to town. Those new businesses help our community and our tax base. So just it's kind of a big ripple effect, I guess, if you will. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. This has been very knowledgeable. And anything else that I've missed that,
well,
I need to mention?
Give them our website address.
Oh, yes. Do that. Thank you, Tommy. He should be doing this. That was one question I was going to ask. How do they find out any information on any of these events we talked about, or to contact you personally if they need to talk to you about something with tourism?
The easiest way to find us is we are Visit Jessamine. So literally our Facebook, Instagram, as well as our website, visitjessamineky.com. Mm-hmm. Or they can give us a telephone call at 859-305-6040.
Okay.
859-305-6040.
But if you Google Visit Jessamine, it'll get you where you need to go.
It will get you where you need to go.
Good. And I hope people will do that. Just check it out. Even if you live here. I'm not just talking about, because we do have some listeners, by the way, especially on our podcast, that live out of state, that are from here. This is their connection back home. And we hope that those people will come back and see us too, even though they're old Jessamine Countyans. We want to have you come back.
Absolutely. If you're getting the community involved anyway in our social media platform, mm-hmm, with hashtag Visit Jessamine, that connects everything that we do here, and that's what we want our guests to go to and just see all the great opportunities that
Good.
We have.
All right, Mitchell, Tommy, thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you.
My thanks to Tommy Cobb and Mitchell Pearson for coming in today and talking about tourism in Jessamine County and the impact it has on all of us. I appreciate you coming in every Saturday morning. Also, we'll do it again next week at 11. All Things Jessamine will be on the air once again. And don't forget, I'm on the air every weekday morning from 6 until 8 a.m. Get you up and going right here at Jessamine County's own radio station, Jess FM 105.9.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Randall Tuning. Let me help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me and my team handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me, State Farm Agent Randall Tuning in Nicholasville at 887-1243 and get to a better state with State Farm.